We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sorry, I had to correct something on Facebook just to make it clear. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. My headphones contort and twist into some very interesting shapes. They should probably be on display at like the Erie County Fair or something next year. But anyway, good to be with you on a hump day on a Wednesday. And we have a lot of things that we are going to try to get into today. People keep on asking me, are you doing a ghost show this year? And the answer is, well, that's the plan. Now, there are, by my count, three Fridays between now and Halloween. And typically, it would probably be best to do it on a Friday. So I'll have availabilities. I'll do one at least. Maybe I will sneak by two. But I'm always at the... I'm always at the mercy of breaking news or something hot coming up, so that if I were to do ghost shows and something came up that was hugely breaking news and I said, well, I'm going to ignore this even though I'm on a news talk station, it would probably really suck. But I know that you guys like the ghost shows. I love the ghost shows. And we're not doing it today, but yeah, I'm going to do one and maybe two. Now, Halloween weekend, I will be brutally honest with you. I'm too busy. I've got two family birthdays to celebrate. And Halloween, I got to be home on Sunday night because I need to give out the candy to the kids, which is one of the highlights of my year. I don't know about you. Some people think Halloween is a pain in the butt. I don't know. I think it's awesome. I enjoy seeing all little kids dressed up and mooching free candy and all that kind of stuff. Does it for me, you know. Pasquale Maggiore is at Master Control, and he will be here for a long, long time. We've signed him to exclusive decades-long contracts to produce this show. He doesn't quite know that, but he's under contract, okay? Because if he were to leave this show, after watching the movie Kill the Irishman, as Pasquale has done, I'm pretty sure I could construct a bomb to his ignition. Pasquale is now kind of laughing because you remember the Shondor Burns killing in... Kill the Irishman? No, oh, yeah, he does. He does. I bring that up because we got into a discussion last week about the Irishman with De Niro and Pesci and Al Pacino. And then there was another movie came out, and it was Kill the Irishman, which are two different Irishmen altogether. And Kill the Irishman was actually set in Cleveland, just a three-hour drive from Buffalo. And I was a teenager when that stuff was happening. And, well, little boy, I guess, when it started. And anyway, long story short, that movie is no longer on Netflix, Kill the Irishman. Also, as I mentioned yesterday, I want to save you some time. If you're on Amazon and you've been, you know, binge-watching various organized crime shows and an ad comes up for Harvey Keitel as Lansky, don't watch the movie. It's bad. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible movie that could have been a great movie if they'd have spent, you know, more than a quarter on it and maybe got some actors and stuff. Not even, let's put it this way, when Harvey Keitel cannot save your movie, it should not be made. Can we agree on that? Okay, thank you. Yeah, it was just, it was unintentionally funny. That's all I can say, which is, you know, one of the best ways to put somebody down is just to laugh at them. Not even engage in argument, just laugh, because nobody knows how to deal with that. So I want to get into some different stuff today, and I'm going to say the C word. Yeah, well, not that one, but the other one. But I want to do something that I haven't really had a chance to do before. All right, so here we go. Or the W word, if you prefer. Some people prefer the Wuhan virus. Some people prefer COVID. I think Wuhan virus is a lot more accurate, because I do believe I'm one of those wackos who believes the communists in China not only invented this, but they deliberately released it to mess up the world so they could achieve world domination. I know it sounds like evil, but just saying, I believe that. And I think they ought to be held liable in world courts by various nations and various individuals who suffered grievous losses because of their malfeasance at Dr. Fauci's favorite joint, the Wuhan Virological Library. Laboratory. Yeah, there we go. Well, see, that brings me into two topics. All right. Number one is this. I've talked about this before. It's not really breaking news. I had the Moderna vaccine. Ta-da! First one was in March, second one was in April. And I am one of those people, I'm sorry, I'm one of those increasing numbers of people who got a so-called breakthrough infection. I don't know. I never heard of anybody getting a breakthrough polio infection after the polio vaccine. I looked it up. I couldn't find any record of that. But we seem to be getting an awful lot of breakthrough COVID infections. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you about the situation. When I had COVID, the absolute worst symptom, the very worst COVID, and I'm pretty sure it was the Delta variant, but I have no idea because they didn't tell me to determine that. You have to genomically sequence the COVID, but I'm pretty sure it was the Delta variant. And I've talked about this on the air. The worst symptoms I had were Friday night into Saturday. I had a fever, never really got much past 101, and I was really tired, and I had a very mild or maybe slightly moderate cough, and it wasn't even all that productive. It was somewhat productive, but it wasn't a big deal. You know, it was like I've had colds that were worse than COVID. I have had other diseases like adult chicken pox worse than COVID. In fact, I'm happy to tell you, I guess in a way, that my reaction, and I've mentioned this before on the air, my reaction to the second COVID shot, and I got Moderna, my reaction to that made me sicker than COVID did. Now, that being said, I am glad I had the vaccine, because I did everything that I could reasonably do to mitigate the symptoms of a breakthrough infection. And I'm like, my immune system was really good. I mean, even though the highest fever was just a little over 101, there were nights where my temperature was about 2 degrees higher than it normally is. I'd have a fine day, a little bit fatigue, all right, a lot fatigue after that initial weekend. But then at night, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night, I'd take my temperature and, you know, 99.7. And this, I'm a guy who's usually 97.7. That's normal for me. So that was a little bit of a pain in the butt. But if you have had a breakthrough infection, I want to know how bad it was, and I want to know if you think that it was the Delta variant not being as severe as the Alpha variant, or do you think that your minimal symptoms, and I hope most of you who've gotten this have had minimal symptoms, do you think it had more to do with the vaccine? Because I said this last week, I will never know, and nobody will ever care, not even I will care, whether it was mild COVID because of the Delta variant's nature, or whether it was mild because I had the Moderna shots. And you can look it up online, folks. The CDC changed the definition of what a vaccine is and what it isn't in September. And that's not my word. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of the CDC itself. I put that up on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. So if you've had a breakthrough case, I want to know how bad it was. Did you end up in the hospital with a breakthrough case? At no point, and again, forgive the repetition from a show I did whenever I did it, but I'm going to get to that in just a moment, what I just said and how I said it. But was it, what do you, I mean, what happened? How bad did it get for you? Because like I said, mine was really, in the big scheme of things, I'd rather have COVID again than get the second shot again in terms of symptoms, okay? Because I'm not really into gastric distress from midnight to 6 a.m., okay? Especially, you know, on a couch. I'm just not into that, despite a German heritage of kind. Now, there's also this that I want to ask you guys about, and it is... it's brain fog. Do you guys have any stories? Those of you who are COVID survivors, and we've got thousands of them listening to this show. I know. I'm one of them. But I'm going to tell you that the acute COVID, you know, the 2 days of I don't feel well, it's like a cold. Those 2 days were pretty much nothing. But what I'm finding is I can't remember anything. I joked yesterday about this, and then I started talking with some people in healthcare about this. I talked to a healthcare person this morning who had COVID, and she also got the Moderna vaccine. And I said, are you having a problem remembering basic things? And she looked at me and she said, yes, you too? I'm like, uh-huh. And then I told her the story about being in Ellicottville, and I literally could not remember the phrase ATM machine, all right, which is actually a redundancy. It's just an ATM. I couldn't remember it. I told you guys yesterday, I kept saying, you know, the EMT, the EBT, the thing where you get money, the, oh, you mean the ATM? Yeah, that's it, the ATM. I couldn't remember it. I tried making a list. True story, I tried making a list yesterday, last night after the show, and I had just talked about it on the air, of everything that we had done over the weekend, and I was drawing blanks. It was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I don't know what it does to short-term memory, but if you have COVID fog or COVID brain, or maybe you had it and it's gone now, what I'm told is that it should be entirely cleared up in about 3 months. But there are some people who are COVID long haulers for whom the COVID brain lasts longer than just 3 months. Of course, given my luck, I'll probably be that particular individual. So if you had a breakthrough COVID case, in other words, you were fully vaxxed, as I was, and you got the Rona, how bad was it? How bad was it for you? Your breakthrough case. And my goodness, I mean, it seems like, you know, we can argue semantics about this all day. But when something becomes so regular, can we really call it a breakthrough case anymore? Or should we call it par for the course? Because the more people I talk to who've been vaccinated, the more people I find also got COVID. I mean, it's not a scientific study, don't get me wrong, but at what point do you say, you know what, they're not really breakthrough cases. They're simply infections that may have been mitigated because you got a shot to spike your immune system and, of course, turn you into a dutiful Chinese communist and change your DNA so you become a cantaloupe. So there's that. And when you got over the acute COVID, okay, were you horribly fatigued? Did you have any issues with your brain? Now, I have done some research on this, and I'm certainly not a doctor, but the lingering effects of COVID brain fog, the more pre-existing medical conditions you have, the more likely you are to have a longer case of brain fog. Now, keep in mind, these are all preliminary things that we're being told by the doctors who haven't had a chance to gather what they call longitudinal data on COVID brain. But somebody like myself, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm operating at a disadvantage anyway, because memory loss and heart surgery, they go together in some people. And of course, I drew that straw. And I'm not going to go into specifics, but there are some interesting areas of my brain. I'll say that much. There's some interesting areas leading me to believe that I may be an alien-human hybrid. That's all I'm going to say about that, because, you know, I don't want the NSA to kidnap me and send me back to Neptune. But anyway, or would that be Neptune, Peter Griffin? But anyway, if you have had an experience with COVID brain, like, what did you forget? And how long did it last? Was it really a three-month thing? Because I've talked, like I say, I have a lot of friends who are healthcare professionals, and I've talked to them about this, and, you know, these are RNs, these are MDs, and they say, yeah, probably about 3 months, give or take. Yeah, that's always helpful, by the way, give or take. How long am I going to be held in the rack by my thumbs? 3 hours, give or take. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I know, and I'm sure you do, so many people who've had breakthrough cases of COVID. I'm one of them. And I don't know exactly, again, what, should we really call it a breakthrough case anymore, or should we call it something you can expect? And if you have had the brain fog issue, and you've got your stories, because the ATM one is already legendary amongst my circle of friends who were with me in Ellicottville, who witnessed me fumbling for the words, actually the letters, ATM. You know, EMT, the EBT thing. Yeah, the thing where you get the money. Yeah, that's an ATM, Tom. Yeah, that's it, ATM. That is very unlike me. Very unlike me. Because, look, I know what I can remember, and I know what I can't. And there are some things I can read once, and I can give them pretty much back to you verbatim. And usually that's not an issue. The short-term memory thing is not an issue. But the post-COVID brain, there's something about the inflammatory process that must really screw it up. I'm just kind of curious where you are with your COVID brain, if that was a symptom through which you are going. By the way, something else. It doesn't matter. You could have had a mild, and again, these are all tentative facts. You could have had a mild case of COVID, as I had a mild case of COVID, and still end up with brain fog. And 52% of people who survive COVID end up with some degree of depression. It's true. It's true. And I will tell you that for me, it brought back memories of being on the couch week after week after the quad bypass surgery, which was no fun. That's why I came back to work earlier than I probably should have after that particular episode, because I don't know about you. I need structure in my life. I can't just sit around all day. You know, for a week or so, it's great. 2 weeks, it's, yeah. And then by about 3 weeks, I got to do something or I'm going to start going nuts. 803-0930. Nothing like feeling stir crazy in your own home. 803-0930. Cat loved it. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm pretty sure my cat was rooting for me to, like, you know, be home for another month just so she could enjoy my company. And yes, I let her sleep on me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right. Oh, man, on my Facebook page, I put something up that said I was thinking about replacing Play That Funky Music with an Eagle song just so I could get a cease and desist letter from Dick Henley's lawyers. I know his name is Don, but I call him Dick. And I'm pretty sure Randy Meisner and Don Felder do as well. But a couple of people, the Eagles suck. One guy posted a graphic of Hotel California in flames. There's always those people, man. There's always those people like, oh, Dark Side of the Moon, man. That sucks. What a horrible. It's like, wait a minute. 200 million units sold by the Eagles. Most people, I mean, they do not suck. Their music is in at least half of the homes in America. Maybe. But anyway, I think it's funny. I sometimes enjoy contrarians, and I sometimes wonder if they just say it to be contrarians because, you know, you don't get to be Pink Floyd or the Eagles without putting out some pretty good product over the year, even if the guys who ran the band were basically like mobsters with guitars. That might be a bit of an overstatement, but just a bit. Anyway, welcome to the show. So I'm curious. I'm genuinely curious about three things. Number one, did you have a so-called breakthrough case of COVID? And how bad was it? I did. I got the Moderna vaccine. I got a breakthrough case. And the case itself was like having a minor to slightly moderate cold, and the most acute symptoms only lasted 2 days. All right? And I've talked to a number of people who also had so-called breakthrough infections. Like, so many people who have had breakthrough infections, at what point do you start saying, you know, they're not breakthrough, they're to be expected. Maybe what we should say is a breakthrough non-infection. That might be actually more accurate, a breakthrough non-infection. So how bad was yours, number one? Number two, do you guys have any, like, lingering symptoms? And part of this, I have to admit, is selfish because this is stuff that I talk about with my friends and by extension, you guys are kind of my friends, you know, removed by radio waves. So if you had it, do you have, like, long-lasting effects? Now, the fatigue is getting, for me anyway, the fatigue is getting somewhat better. But one of the things that sucks about it is when it hits you, you can be just fine. You can be having a good old time 1 minute, and then the next minute, it's like within 5 minutes, you're like, yeah, I got to go home or I got to go out to the car and lay down. Sorry. And that's happened a few times. But the biggest frustration for me, and I'm trying to ask you guys if this has also happened to you, is the short-term memory stuff. Because I don't forget stuff like ATM. I don't forget that. All right. You could literally put an essay in front of me. I could read it, and maybe not word for word, but it would be pretty close to word for word at one reading, okay? That's the way I roll, but that is not the way I've been rolling in recent weeks. So if you had what they call COVID brain fog, how long did it last? And I'm going to whip something else out at you because I know, again, and look, I'm going to bring this up, but I cannot be the only person in this situation. Do you know people in your home, okay, who are dealing with COVID? And what is it like in a COVID home right now. I'm going to presume, maybe wrongly, maybe rightly, I don't know. I'm going to presume that many of you, most of you, I don't know, but many of you have been fully vaccinated. So nonetheless, you've got somebody in your house who has COVID. So what is it like? Are you maybe you have COVID and you feel well enough to call. I certainly could have called when I had COVID. Do you feel like, are you self-isolating in the basement? Have you selected one particular room in which to hang out? I mean, how are you handling that? And what if it's a kid? I mean, try telling a six-year-old, yep, you're going to self-isolate. We're going to bring you meals. You're going to use the bathroom. We're going to clean everything up after you're in there, and then back to the room you go. It's like prisoners get treated better. They do, really. So how are you dealing with life in your COVID home? You might actually have COVID. You might actually be in the isolation process. And as I've said on many an occasion, I am 99.9% sure that nobody got sick because of me for all of the reasons I have previously gone into. I'm really confident, and not one person that I was around has come up to me or contacted me and said, "Hey, I think I got it from you." One person, and I'm not going to tell you where. One person had the same timeline as I did. So it would have been impossible for me to have given it to him or him to have given it to me, but we're pretty sure we know where we got it. But the bottom line is we're never going to know. And where we think we got it does not make any sense, at least if you have any credence whatsoever put in the rapid test. And frankly, you might as well save your money on the rapid test. I think they're a colossal waste of time and a colossal waste of money. When they send me the bill, I don't think I'm even going to pay for it. Anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I want to find out how bad your so-called breakthrough case was. Were you surprised that you got it? Personally, I was not really surprised that I got it, because I've been on the air and I've been saying it's a virus. It's out there. It's unavoidable. Sooner or later, you're going to get it. I mean, the so-called vaccine really... I don't know if anybody ever hear of a polio breakthrough. I like to use that example. I've never heard of a polio breakthrough, but we're sure hearing a lot about COVID breakthroughs. So how bad did you get nailed? And after you got better, how long was it if you had COVID brain? You will enter a no judgment zone. How can I possibly judge you if you have COVID brain? How can I possibly judge you when I've got the same thing? And I'm told, like I said earlier, that, at least I remember saying it earlier, I'm told that it's like a three-month thing. It's like 90 days. And like anything else, could be more, could be less, give or take, 90 days. You can expect to be a little bit forgetful. And if you are in a home right now where somebody has COVID, tell me about your life. See, I must confess, it was rather easy for me because I live alone. There was nobody around me. My friends dropped off food and mostly alcohol at the house to nurse me through my experience with convalescence. Dr. Ken Monroe, one of our sponsors to the program, sent me text messages asking if I needed anything. And I said, well, you know, I wouldn't turn down a bottle of Crown. And within a half hour, a bottle of Crown mysteriously appeared on my front doorstep, much to my delight. I mean, if you're gonna be off sick, you need something for a hot toddy, right? Oh, the other thing too is the laryngitis surprised me. That is gone, as you can hear in my voice. I sound a million times better now than I did even last week. So the laryngitis is gone. The forgetfulness, I must be honest with you, folks, the forgetfulness is still there. Is it somewhat alarming? Yes, because it isn't me. Some people on Facebook, well, you're getting old. Well, look, it does beat the alternative. I must grant you that. But no, you don't just nosedive memory-wise like that because of age. I mean, I've had some concussions in my life, like anybody else's. Like any good man, I've had my share of concussions, and I'm sure that is a contributing factor. You know, I've got some plaque in my brain. That's a factor. Went through a major surgery. That's a factor. And I'm closing in on 60, which is also a factor. But the young lady with whom I spoke today, she was in her 30s, maybe. And she was so happy that I told her, I can't remember a damn thing right now. She said, I have been that way, fully vaccinated, and I got COVID, and I thought I was the only one. No, no. All right, let's go to Marcia in Lancaster on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Marcia, you are on. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I am vaccinated and have been vaccinated since February. And twice I've been exposed to COVID. Once when I was in Florida, just before I was ready to leave, it was at the time in which that you had to be, if you were out of the state, you had to be tested to make sure that you, you know, didn't have COVID in order to come back. Well, my family that I was staying with, they ended up being sick because they tested also. They tested positive. I tested negative. So the next day I got on the plane and I got the heck out of there. And then just a couple of weeks ago, my family came back that lives with me here in New York. They came back from a trip and they all ended up with COVID. There was four of them. And I had already had my booster, so I was totally fully vaccinated, but I still had to quarantine with them. I couldn't go to work. I couldn't go to the store. It's like, you know, the CDC, or the health department, whoever's calling them, asking them, making sure that everybody's still at home. And I'm like, I'm fully vaccinated. I got to get the heck out of here. And they're saying, you can't. You have to stay here. It was hell. I didn't stay away from them. I didn't stay in the different room. I figured I'm vaccinated. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. But I didn't. So I guess I got lucky twice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, you're fully vaccinated. By the way, did you tell us what vaccine you got?
I got the Moderna.
Yeah, I did too. And you know what? The person with whom I was speaking today who is in healthcare said she is not going to get the booster because she had COVID, she had the two Moderna shots, and if they mandate that people get the booster, they're going to have an opening at that particular health place because she's not getting the booster. And frankly, at this point, I don't really see why anybody should get the booster if you've had COVID and you've had the original so-called vaccines.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, COVID is in my past.
Right.
That's not something I'm really going to spend a lot of time worrying about personally. I mean, I worry about people I know, but not as far as myself. So, Marcia, you've dodged the bullet. You've been around people with COVID, but you haven't gotten it. And
haven't gotten it.
I am very happy to hear that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. All right, Marcia in Lancaster. Okay, so did you have a so-called breakthrough case of COVID? If you did, how bad was it? Is anybody else out there going to, come on, it cannot only be me. See, now you guys are making me feel like a total dork, okay? Here I am laying out my soul to you, telling you I can't remember a damn thing short-term memory-wise, and you're going to let me dangle like a spider on the end of a web? Come on, I cannot be the only one with COVID brain fog. What, did you forget the phone number? 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. The amazing thing is I remembered the phone number, to be honest with you. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And for those of you who have somebody at home right now with COVID, what is life like in your COVID home? I lived by myself. I had a cat to take care of. It was not a problem. I didn't worry about giving it to anybody because there's nobody to whom I could give it. Okay, if you got COVID in your family right now, in your home, what are you doing? How's it going? Did you have a breakthrough case? And if you did, how bad were your symptoms? And how many of you who went through COVID had brain issues, memory issues? Because I'm not real proud to admit this. It's kind of embarrassing. I have to be honest with you, but my memory sucks right now. It really is. All I can tell you is, and you might have a funny, I have to regard this with a sense of humor, okay? I regard everything bad that happens to me with a sense of humor because so much good has happened to me. I try to balance things out. So the whole ATM story, I had to laugh about it because it was like, I know it's not dementia. I know it's not Alzheimer's. I know what's causing this. And, you know, it's a little freaky, but damn. Okay, let's go to Meg in Buffalo. Meg, you're on WBEN. Hello.
So, Tom, I have personally not had COVID. However, I did want to share this with you. My really dear girlfriend, who is younger than you, had COVID. She kind of got that short-term memory or COVID brain fog. She's had it, unfortunately, several months. And just last week when she was at her doctor's office, they've been treating her for a neck injury. They've gotten so concerned about her short-term memory, just even when she's in an appointment, remembering what they're telling her to do, that they want her to go get a brain scan, and she said to them, it's COVID brain. Like, I haven't gotten over it yet. My son, who's...
Okay, time out. See, that's interesting, because in my in-depth research prior to the show, I found out that the changes to the brain that would be caused by COVID would be at the microscopic level and not at the scan level. Now, the scan might reveal plaquey deposits.
Well, no, I think, and she and I kind of discussed this at length, she thinks that what they were trying to say to her is that this memory problem isn't COVID brain, there's something else going on.
I would probably kind of agree with her. Not a doctor, probably have mentioned that once or twice, but...
The sad for you, Tom, is that it's been going on for her for several months.
But it started. See, this is what's a little freaky for your girlfriend. It started when she got COVID.
No, it started about 3 weeks after she recovered.
Oh, okay, but still, okay. The demarcation point here is COVID.
Yes.
Let me ask you this: how depressing is this for her?
You know, it's been difficult for her. The way she's been managing it is trying to write everything down, you know, because she does have, you know, a life where you have to remember things, right? Like if you turn on your stove, it would be really great if you remembered to turn it off.
Do you think you could have her call the show?
I can call her and see if she'd be willing to, sure.
Because, I mean, I can relate to her, but to be very honest with you, I'm not a physician. I did a lot of reading about this before this program, and she is not unusual. There are long-haul COVID symptoms, and like anything else, some people have it for, you know, 6 months. Most people have it for 3 months. Some people will have it for 2 weeks.
Listen, my son, who's a first responder, lost his sense of taste and smell. He got it back for a day last Christmas, and he has since then, everything that he tries to eat either tastes like gasoline or decaying flesh, and it has not gone away. You know, we're kind of coming up on a year in November.
You know what? That's one of those long-haul symptoms, too. You know, I'd love to hear, you know, for, I mean, here I am being selfish talking about memory loss because it's what got me. But if you have had something now that is becoming like, okay, you survived COVID, but what's this fatigue? What's this loss of smell and taste? When am I going to get it back? I mean, obviously, Meg, you lost your taste a long time ago or you wouldn't even be listening to this program.
Darling.
Exactly. Well, have your girlfriend call in, okay?
I'm going to call my friend and see if she'll call in.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. You know, I'm so glad she called. This is a great point because, you know, we all look at the world through our own two eyes. So for me, the short-term memory loss, that's like, that's my issue. But some of you haven't been able to taste or smell in over a year. I assure you, the Entercom men's room, that's a blessing. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I didn't hear David yesterday. Did he really accidentally pee on somebody's shoes? Oh, my goodness. That's highly unfortunate. The problem with me is I'm doing it on my own.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.